Hello, and welcome back to The Horse Fix. Sandy Holt here from Winter Haven Ranch, Aubrey, Texas, Horse Country, USA. I am here as your host today, and we're going to be talking about quite a few details and specifics on helping our horses get through maneuvers and do a little troubleshooting, if you will. But first, let me tell you just a little bit about myself in case you haven't heard some of my other podcasts. I've been lucky enough to be a world champion several times over, also a national champion in all-around horsemanship and all of the events that are involved in the all-around. And I've written a book called Rein Dancing. Rein Dancing is a book about enhancing the connection with your horse. In addition, I've published a coffee table book full of my photography and poetry and stories about horses. I've studied horses my entire life, and this book kind of entails some of my adventures of my lifetime with horses. I'm also a horse appraiser. I think I know a little bit about horses. I've been around the horn a few times, and I'm loving the fact that through this podcast, I can share my knowledge. So let's get started. So we had a horse show last weekend, and we came home with a bunch of ribbons, and some people might call that success. Well, yes, but in my book, success was the fact that we were able to find out a lot about some new horses that hadn't been shown much before, and some things that we needed to fix with some veteran horses that were getting kind of stale in the show pen. So I was excited to get home and start working toward improving these horses and as a coach, helping my students improve on their horsemanship. So I thought we'd just deal with each horse and student as they came along and in the show pen, and perhaps some of this will resonate with some of your challenges you may be having with your horse or yourself as a horseman. So the first horse that I rode was a little reining mare, and she performs well at home. She started out with us a little anxiety when she first got here, and we've had her maybe 6 months or so. But she was doing well at home before we got to the show this weekend. And when I had her in the practice pen, she was doing very well. She was nice and quiet and listening to me and very, very compliant with everything I asked her to do. So I was feeling pretty good about our upcoming run and what to expect. Got into the show pen and started out my pattern. It was in ranch riding. By the way, that rumble that you hear is a morning storm. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning right now here, and we're getting a storm and some thunder and lightning. So, and I don't know if I can edit that out or not, but if I can't, that's what that's all about. So bear with me on that. At any rate, so I walked into the show pen and she walked in fairly well. I noticed she was getting just a bit edgy and her head was starting to raise and nostrils were starting to make a little flaring noises. And I'm thinking, ruh-roh, you know, but I went ahead and started my pattern. And as the pattern progressed, her anxiety did too. I had to think to myself, well, the last time she was shown in this event, I didn't own her, and I don't know what the rider did with her in the show pen, but I got a feeling that she was expecting something bad to happen as the class went on. So I tried to calm her down and let her know everything was fine, but the softer I got with her, the more she felt free to go. So I reined her in just a hair. Now, at the end of the day, we did end up taking second place out of several horses, so the judge favored us because she did do her maneuvers accurately, but I didn't like her demeanor in the pen. And as I watched the video, I could see that anxiety coming through, but evidently it didn't look as bad as it felt. So how to fix this? Well, you know, I always say you can't practice showing. When you're at home, it's nothing like when you're at the show, and the horses feel that and know that as well. So there isn't a whole lot I can do at home. Yes, I will try to simulate the horse show for her. I will turn on the loudspeaker. I will have someone speaking grumbly in it, maybe some sharp sounds from that loudspeaker. I might play some loud music, have people sitting on the bleachers and banging on their bleachers and maybe put up some banners along the wall. But, you know, the horses still know that they're not really at a show. But I'll do what I can there. And if she does get anxious, I will help her to calm herself down and let her know that there's nothing to be worried about. I'll keep her slow, walk her around, do some transitions with her, and when she speeds up or gets anxious, I will stop her and I'll sit on her for a few minutes. I literally will just sit there and till I feel her, you know, the horses will do this blow, you know, out with their nostrils, and it tells me, you know, they're releasing some of their anxiety when they do that. So I'll listen for that and wait for that and then move on. So that's what we'll do at home. However, I have a feeling that we'll, you know, feel like we've gotten somewhere at home. But then when we get to the show this next month, she's going to probably still be anxious and show that. So what I'm going to do and what my plan is when I get to the show, if she starts to feel anxious, I'm going to school her and train on her while we're being judged. Of course, that disqualifies me because I'll be taking her with two hands and gently pulling her down to a walk when she starts to, you know, burst out forward in the lope and start my departure over again. Now, it's important to know that when you do school in a show pen, you must be respectful of the judge and the spectators and the competitors that are following behind you because, you know, you don't want to take up their time to train your horse. But I will move through the pattern smoothly and I will ask her to listen to me. So like I said, if she bursts out into that departure into the lope, I will bring her down gently and walk her and then ask for it again. And I may redo the departure twice before I go on to the next maneuver. Again, not to disrespect the judge. So we'll do a little bit of that. Then we'll try it again. And that's pretty much what you have to do. So you may have to sacrifice some classes in order to get some longevity out of her show career. It's hard to do. Trust me, I hate doing it. I'm very competitive, so I want to get out there and I want to show my horse and I want to be honored with some ribbons and trophies and that sort of thing. But you do have to look at the long term. So anyway, that was my first horse. Now, the second horse that I showed was the three-year-old Coming Four that Chloe owns. And he was a little bit anxious as well. This is his first big show and only his second show. So he had a little bit of tension going on, but as the day went on and then the next day went on, he got very quiet and he was doing a great job. So I'm not worried about that. But he did have some issues with his departures, his transitions. He's big and young and he doesn't really know where his feet are yet. And he doesn't know how to use his back and his top line yet. So he would lift his neck and head and try to use that to help him like spring into the lope. So, you know, we're going to work a lot at home on his departures. And specifically, what I'll be doing is walking him along. I'm going to stop and then I'm going to back him to rock him back onto his back legs so that he doesn't try and take his front end and bring it up and forward and drag his back end along. Loping starts from the rear quarters. And some people think it starts from the front, but actually it starts from the rear. So you need to have him rock back and get some strength back there. Basically, you want to collect the horse. You want to compress his body a little bit, bring that back up, and bring his nose more vertical and not stuck out there and his neck down. And then have him roll his back legs into the bit. And that's the best way I can describe a pretty lope departure is they literally push from the behind and roll themselves into that first step into the lope. The more you do that, the more strength your horse will develop. And even, you know, horses that are, you know, 10, 15, 20 years old still need to work on this if they haven't been worked properly and they don't have that muscle memory and they don't have that back strength and the gaskin and the loin strength in their hind legs and their hip in order to push themselves forward. I hate watching a horse lope when their head may be down and neck may be down, but they're lifting their shoulders to the point where they're taking their legs and dragging, basically pulling their back legs into that lope. It's very mechanical looking and it's not smooth to ride. And I don't think it's, as a judge, when I'm judging, I don't think it's desirable. I think I kind of find it very distracting in the horse's movement. So that's what I'll work on with Kingston as far as his lope departures. And then his transitions down are the same thing. He feels like he has to use that head and neck and shoulders to get himself to transition down from a lope to a trot or a trot to a walk. So we're going to be working on that basically in the same format. But I should say that key to developing strength and flexibility is to warm your horse up properly. So that will lead me to the next horse that I rode, and my little girl rode. She's 8, and she's riding a 20-year-old horse. He's very talented. He knows it all, but he has developed some quirky habits just from being shown a lot, basically. But he has stopped using his body as well as he can, and even though he's 20, he's fit, so he is capable. So I think what we're going to do with him is add a little bit to his warm-up drill. We will do a lot of flexing with him. And what I mean by that is before we even take a step forward when we're sitting on him, we're going to take his nose and bring it into our knee. Gently, we're going to not let him walk forward, but we're going to tug, 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 tug. Give with the outside rein so he has plenty of expansion there. So it's loose, so it's not going to hold him back. And then you're going to tug with that inside rein until he, on his own, releases himself and puts his nose to your foot. Once he does that and you feel like he's just really being flexible and your right rein is actually dangling a little bit and it's got some slack in it, then you can release everything and then do the other side exactly the same way. Be sure to give with the outside rein so he has plenty of room to pull his head around and then tug. Now, not a constant pull, mind you, but a tug, tug, tug with that inside rein. And you want to tug with it as bringing your hand over to your right shoulder. You're going to tug upwards and in to your right shoulder. That's going to his nose going to the left, you tug to the right. Once he releases that pressure and he comes around to you and he's soft, then you can release. And then I would do that and each side at least 5 times before I move on to the next drill. Now the next drill will be similar, only we're going to get him to walk forward in a little circle while we're doing that. So we're going to drive him forward with our outside leg, hold him a little bit with our inside leg at the girth, put our outside leg back a little bit, and drive him forward into a small circle. And as we're doing that, we're going to take his nose in again into our knee or our foot and keep him in that circle on a slacked rein. Once you've gone around a few times and he's with a slack rein and he's very soft, then you're going to do the other side exactly the same way. And you'll finish that drill. And as we go on to the next drill, it becomes a little harder. Let me back up a little bit and say these two particular drills are lateral movement, lateral flexion, and getting our horses to soften up in the face, in the jaw, in the poll, and in the withers. So really getting them to soften up there. Now moving on to the shoulders and the rib cage, we want them to soften up there as well. So what we're going to do there is we're going to start our circle like the second drill as we started it, getting them to circle around with a nice slacked rein. Once we have them softening up in one direction, we're going to keep in that direction, but now we're going to move into the other direction, but keep the same bend. So he's going to have a counter arc. So we were moving, let's say we were moving to the right and he was softened and his flexed, his whole neck and head and shoulders were flexed to the right. Well, now we're going to drive him to the left, but keep that same flexion to the right. So it's a counter bend or counter arc. And we're going to ask him to step his legs over one another in the front and try to make a circle that way. It's not easy, and the horses are, if they're not used to it, they're going to protest a little bit. But go for it anyway and try and get 2 or 3 circles that way. If you can get those circles and they start softening up in that rib cage, then keep the same bend and go the correct direction. So go the direction you started in. And that is a relief to them. It's just telling them that, yes, you did that right. We're going to do that on the other end as well. And then we're going to do 2 more drills. We're going to hold his front feet still, and we're going to take our legs and push his back end around. So we're moving that body part around. You know, and the key to a good horse and in their abilities to do these maneuvers that you must do, you must be able to move every body part individually on their body. So now we're going to move that hip over, and we're going to go both directions. If we're going to the right, we're going to hold his front feet with our right leg at the girth. And then we're going to slide our left leg back from the hip, not from the knee. Slide the leg back and press until he moves his hip. As soon as he moves his hip, release that pressure. And that tells him that he did it right. We're going to do that a few times, and then we're going to go to the other side and do that a few times. Then one more, and then the last drill that I would do is to trot them forward and keep their shoulders forward and move their hindquarters off the straight track. So you're doing exactly the same thing you did at the standstill, but now you're trotting forward and you're moving the rear quarters over. You're going to do that in each direction several times down the arena and come back down the arena again and do it again. Do that 3 or 4 times. So there you have it. That's a warm-up drill that will really help any horse, young or old, get smoother and get softer with their transitions. All right, then, moving along to another discipline, the halter class and the showmanship classes. The halter class is the class that is in hand. So you are leading your horse into the arena for the judge to look at. And primarily, the judge is checking the horse out comparatively to the other horses as far as his conformation and his form to functionality. So you want to present that horse as good as you can so that the judge sees every possible attribute and asset that the horse owns. So the first thing you want to do is when you're walking to the judge, you want to walk in an exact straight line to that judge so that they can see the foot movement and see that the horse is conformed well enough that it travels straight. If you wiggle your horse all around and don't lead it straight, the judge isn't able to see that. And then as you walk into the judge steps aside and then you pick up the trot. And again, you trot straight so that the judge can actually check the movement of the horse. Then when you're squaring your horse up or presenting your horse at a standstill, you want that horse, if it's a quarter horse and many of the other types of horses, you want them to stand their legs very much like a table, all 4 legs right underneath each other and in an equal amount of distance across from each other. And you don't want those legs to be spread long or spread out. If you spread the legs long so that the horse's feet are not underneath, but they're in front of and in back of their body, the horse ends up hollowing his back out and it doesn't have that pretty top line look that the judges are looking for. So you want to make sure that they're nice and square. The other thing that I noticed when one of my girls was leading their horse in is that when they went from the walk to the trot, their hand bumped the horse's face from the lead line. And when that happens, the horse will jerk its head up. And then typically the jerk of the head will be one that causes the horse not to trot squarely and to walk well. So you want to make sure that you don't have such a tight lead line that the horse is going to jerk. And you want to keep your hands really quiet when you're doing that. So that's pretty much it for halter. You do want to stay out of the judge's way when you're presenting the horse. And you want to make sure that that horse is presented as prettily as he can. In showmanship, it's a little bit different. You actually have a pattern, and the judge is more focused on how you handle that horse and how well the horse moves off of your body. If you're having problems with the horse moving in nice transitions from walk to trot, you know that's something you got to work on at home a lot and keep that lead line soft and keep your body quiet and gentle. One of the things that happened again is with one of my students is her hands got a little bit on the moving too much a little bit. And then the horse kind of bopped his head up. So you want to pretend like you're actually carrying a tray of hot coffee and you're wanting to keep that coffee from spilling over. And so you put that tray in your arms and move forward and keep that same position with your arms the whole time you're showing the horse. And that will be helpful. And the other thing you really want to work on is making sure that you're staying out of the judge's way and moving on the other side of the horse when the judge is coming around to look at your horse. And we'll have a whole episode on showmanship, and we'll talk about specifically all the different maneuvers and things that you need to do as the handler to win in a showmanship class. So that's it for today, guys. I didn't want it to be too long, but I did want to cover some specific things that you might be able to go into the arena and practice. So my challenge to you for this next time is to work on transitions and work on your horse's ability to keep its top line quiet and still and push from the walk into that lope. That's my challenge to you today. And I would like to hear from you. Email me at Sandy with an I, janeholt@aol.com, and tell me how it went. Send me your videos and I will critique them. Also, if you do that, and if I use one of your comments or questions on the air, I will send you an original custom cap that says The Horse Fix. And you can't buy them. You can only get them by having yourself presented in our podcast. So be sure to hit the subscribe button for me and give me a thumbs up. Tell everyone about this podcast and let's get a lot of people listening. The more people that listen, the better it is for my statistics, and therefore Google will place me higher on the list so you don't have to go searching for me. It'll just be there if you type in horse training or horses and or that kind of thing. So it really helps if you subscribe and tell people to subscribe as well. And I appreciate all of you. I really enjoy this podcast and sharing my information with you. So until next time, may all your blues be ribbons. Bye-bye. You have been listening to The Horse Fix, where once a week, I, your host, Sandy Holt, will be bringing you detailed information about how to fix or improve your horse. And also, in addition to that, Chloe and I will be talking to you about horse theory, so to speak, and lots of other ways that you can have your horse fix. So thank you so much for listening. Be sure to give us a thumbs up, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.